Hello, welcome to the Human-Centric Leading podcast. This channel is all about human-centric leading. That is the antidote to the recurring problems at work and our communities. Join
Eleni Palas
and Shadi Abu Zaid on the journey to reclaim our humanity in the workplace and in society.
Great, okay. So I'm gonna say hello to this Human-Centric Leading channel.
Podcast,
okay. Welcome to the Human-Centric Leading Podcast. My name is Eleni Palas, and I'm with
Shadi Abu Zaid.
And this channel is all about human-centric leading, the antidote to the recurring problems at work and in our communities. Join us on the journey to reclaim our humanity in our workplaces and society.
Hey, dear.
Hi, Shadi.
So, I mean, again, this week with everything that's happening around us, especially with the latest shooting in Texas with more than 20 people dying, of which kids, third grader and fourth graders, 18 of them just dying out of shootings. I wanted just to talk about this topic itself a little bit and see, are we numb enough to just consider those as just statistics? Did we get to this level of just considering these as statistics that we're going to be accepting them moving forward? Or are we going to start looking at this as an issue that we want to address it instead of like addressing the symptoms, address it at the root level? Because what we're hearing now, some of the lawmakers saying, look, we need to equip the teachers with guns. We need to equip more, to put more security at schools. So as if like, imagine schools become like a fortress.
Fortresses from other students.
From other students.
Like students for students, protecting themselves.
So like really like creating that as if you're in a prison system. Like you get in, you need to be clean. You go out, you're clean, and then you do whatever you want outside. And is this really where we're getting to, or are we going to start having the discussion that really find the solutions around those lines? So my question to you is, why would certain individuals, lawmakers and so on, be still content with not addressing the root cause, just focusing on the symptoms?
I think it's stress that creates reactivity. And our default mindset is like this. You got to defend. You got to be tough. You got to dominate to be safe, not even to be successful, to be safe, survive. And I think when people see violence, they say you have to have more violence to quell the violence. If you have a gun, you have to have three guns. And so it's like an escalation approach from reactivity. And the question I have is, why don't more people in those states where whose lawmakers are saying, yes, let's give guns to teachers and students to protect themselves? Why don't those citizens think, well, where would it end? Like, let's say we give guns to teachers and they have to shoot, you know, five kids a year. Are we going to have any teachers who are willing to do that? Who would do that? Like, and we're going to have security guards if the teachers don't do it. And then we're going to put security guards. I mean, it's an escalation that is just reactivity. And so I think that we have to think of what mindset are we using when we're thinking about these topics. What are we assuming and what do we want to focus on? A plug the symptom that could lead to ugly consequences, or think about what kind of environment we want to create and then build toward that so that people also will be less likely to be children who are so stressed or so imbalanced that they end up feeling the only thing they could do is take a gun to their peers. So those are longer terms, but I think the shorter term is to say, no, we're going to invest in what helps people develop, what helps people feel included, what helps people feel mentally stable. So those things we can do in schools. We don't, you know, we can do that. So at least the studies I've seen of the shooters, they have certain characteristics, and part of it is feeling ostracized, rejected socially, not supported socially, and they have some emotional reactivity, and those things we can prevent.
So putting things into perspective, again, talking about these topics is never easy, especially when we're looking at children's lives and so forth. how can we move? How can we open such a discussion? Do you believe that those individuals, the lawmakers and all of these things, they're really afraid or they're just satisfying other agendas that they might be looking at the expense of everyone else?
And I think it's both. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think they are reactive, like, oh my gosh, this big thing happened again. We're getting, you know, controlled by kids who are, you know, picking up guns. So it's a reaction of, oh my gosh, what happened to our society? How are we going to take control? And the other part is, you know, really being very focused on winning the next governmental, really self-preserving their jobs. Mm-hmm. So they're, you know, communicating with the people who are the loudest citizens, who are able to influence other citizens, who would vote one way or another to preserve their jobs.
Yeah. So we're still in the same concept of, like, the minority is ruling certain aspects of the majority's life. Because again, a lot of reports says, like, probably 90% of the people in the US, they are with certain gun controls or certain laws that will put a brake onto individuals owning certain guns and types of guns and so forth, but we're still, none of those laws are progressing. And yeah, it makes you wonder, like, why would someone be forbidden or not allowed to smoke until the age of 21, yet you can own guns that can kill immediately below that age? So the thing I look at is that smoking can kill you on an individual level. Do whatever you want with yourself, but when it comes to others, you can do, you're free to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
That concept is a bit interesting.
And also, you know, I've read studies that say, you know, the brains of boys develop at 25. If that's true, we should take that into consideration. Say, okay, at 26, maybe is a better age, but anything less, I mean, we have to have some alliance or alignment with what we know about the brain, what we know socially about ourselves when we're kids, about the stress level in society. I think it's like each one of us is a silo, and we're each working independent of the wisdom and knowledge that there exists. And we're like, forget that, or I didn't know it, or I didn't have time to read it. I'm doing what I think is right, and the loudest person wins. It's like a Greek kitchen, you know, the loudest person gets their way, and it doesn't work in a democracy.
Yeah. So let's hope for some reasoning moving forward. Again, the data is there. The information is there. It's just a matter of sitting around the table and really discussing this topic in a more rational manner rather than just pure emotional way whereby people become more afraid and they close off rather than just open up, say, look, we are in this situation together. Let's find a solution.
Yeah. And also, I think, you know, being more vocal, like we each have to be more vocal to our senators, to our representatives, to the White House, to anyone, the NRA, to people who kind of are more influential in the specific laws that are in, you know, in process and things like that. So we can get some movement toward safety, you know, like safety measures, the checks and balances, I think that we've lost and our democracy is crumbling because we don't have the checks and balances. So I think if we, you know, for me, I always wonder, why are we so silent? We should be screaming in the streets like bloody murder because this is bloody murder of our children. If they go after us, we created this mess. At least maybe, you know, that's justifiable, but children to children. So I think we should get mad and we should take action toward asking for and working for change instead of tolerating, like, my God, we have to accept this. We don't. We can stand up and say, let's not accept this. Let's create an environment where we're all safe.
So as one of the survivors from one of the shootings said, no more moments of silence, just do something.
Do something that will affect change.
That will affect change, yeah. Thank you for listening. Please join us for another episode next week. And you can always reach out to us through our website, leadersforgood.net, to discuss specific challenges and how to put people and nature at the center of decisions.